I think the United States for many decades has been a leader in space exploration, and we want to encourage the rest of the world to follow in our lead. Cooperation internationally in the space sector is always a goal of the United States, and so the consulate supports that through this challenge, which brings together people from all over the world, and especially young people who want to compete and want to potentially be an astronaut one day. And so it fits in with our goals of cultural cooperation, cultural understanding, and sharing the leadership of the United States in this sector.
Mr. Cabana said yesterday, when I had an opportunity to speak with him, that the schedule is pretty tight, and and the plan to go around Moon in 2023 and all of that, it's a really ambitious goal. So what do you expect from the rest of the world, if you mean to follow, how this cooperation may help in it?
Mm-hmm. It is an ambitious goal. It's very exciting, I think, for the United States and for the world to see that we are planning to go back to the moon after such a long period of time. And I hope that this inspires other countries to participate with us. Any mission, like a moon mission or any sort of satellite, requires typically cooperation from scientists from all over the world. They're so complex these days. We need the expertise and the experience of universities and scientific labs in many different countries. And so we welcome that cooperation, and we hope that this inspires other countries to also potentially fund these sorts of efforts and work with us.
Let me ask you in the end a little bit more personal question, because I'm a physicist too. Some say once physicist, always physicist. So you know pretty much about NASA, and you decided to go to diplomacy. Why? Mm. Why? What happened?
That's a good question. Well, when I began in university, I expected to go into diplomacy, but then I fell in love with science. And I changed my mind. I became a scientist. I went to graduate school for physics. I got my degrees. And then after many years, I realized that I was missing that other side of my experience, that other professional side. And as much as I still love science and I love the research and I love the reading about it, I decided that I wanted a career that was focused more on the international cooperation, the intercultural education part of it. So I still participate in events like this. I also do lots of presentations to schools and other groups, and I try to excite young people, especially girls, to go into science, and that is my way of contributing now.